Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes.
This is episode number 322 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for January 16th is write down something your family members trust you will do no matter the circumstances. Analyze how you can apply this same level of commitment to principles in another area of your life. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of living by principles. One of the most important aspects of building relationships of confidence and trust is consistency. And I believe that it is important that we have consistency in living by our principles across the many different roles of our lives. I think it's important the students and athletes we work with in our professional lives can also see how we live by principles in our personal lives. And I also think for those of us who have our own children at home, it is important for them to see the principles we live by at home are also what we live by at work. But doesn't treating each person fairly mean we won't necessarily treat them equally or the same? Mike Krzyzewski says that while we might change strategies when dealing with different individuals or in different environments in our lives, we still need to remain true to the core of who we are. Staying true to who we are, even though we make adjustments or change strategies, requires three things. The first thing it requires is to know who we are, the vision of who we want to be, and the principles and values of our own integrity. This is something we must constantly be working on so that we're prepared when we meet situations that test us. Our heart can serve as our compass, but not knowing the principles and values of our heart is like leaving the compass at home when we depart for a trip. It doesn't do us much good if we don't have it with us. And the principles and values of our integrity don't do us any good when we aren't in touch with them. And in fact, when we aren't in touch with our heart, we will default to the principles and values of worldly success and move away from the soul success that we truly desire. The second thing required for us to stay true to who we are while we make adjustments is knowing our students and athletes and our own children at home, and understanding the best way to work with each of them. This requires a tremendous amount of awareness, perception, and reflection, but it is something that once we get in the habit of doing, will become like second nature to us. And it also means that we'll need to get better at it through trial and error. And the third thing required of us to stay true to our core, even if we change strategies, is to understand our motivation and what our long-term goal is for these young people. There must be a method to our madness, and that method needs to be centered on the long-term development of our students, athletes, and children at home. This means we need to respond rather than react. Until we become better at this, it may mean taking a time out and not having any response for a long period of time until we can consult our vision and our integrity. But as we get better, our responses will flow naturally out of all the work we do to write our own story. So how about you? Can you write down something your family members trust you will do no matter the circumstances? Can you analyze how you can apply this same level of commitment to principles in another area of your life? Relationships based on confidence and trust require consistency. But consistency does not mean that we can't ever change strategies and try different approaches when working with young people. It means we must stay true to the core of who we are. It means that we must know the principles and values of our integrity so we can use our heart as our compass. It means we must have an awareness and a perception of how different kids operate. And it means we must understand our own motivation and respond rather than react in terms of what is best for their long-term development. And when we use these tools to live by our principles, we will increase our capacity for stronger relationships and deeper connections so we can increase our impact on our students and athletes as we grow by 1% and give the young people we work with a better version of ourselves every day.